Yeah, we're all excited about this. NFL opening day, not far away too. I'd imagine there's a Thursday night football game. Yeah, Friday,
Morning
6th
our
of
time.
September,
Yeah.
20 past 10, our time. Chicago up against Green Bay, two very famous franchises in the National Football League. Let's have a chat with Dick Fane, see what he thinks of the upcoming season. G'day, Dick.
Guys, I've been frantically putting together my playoffs and my Super Bowl pick for you because this is D-Day for me, man. I got to get done today. I can't wait till the season already starts. And I had a lot of thoughts in my mind. I've been going through, you know, how I felt these teams were going to be, but I never put it on the paper, actually, or put it on my computer and officially put the numbers down literally until about an hour ago because I was like, I got to get this done for these boys. And so it's we'll go through it at your leisure.
Okay, well, at tab.com.au, we've got joint favourites, mate, to win the that's to win the Super Bowl, okay? Kansas City, $8, New England, $8, New Orleans, $9, LA Rams, $10, Cleveland, $13, and Chicago, who we see on Friday morning our time, $15.
Well, I've got one of those teams in the Super Bowl,
okay.
And it's your favorite, the Kansas City Chiefs. I think right now they got great news. You know, the Tyreek Hill situation is not going to cost them one of the most electric wide receivers in the AFC. He is not being suspended. There was some allegations of you know, domestic violence with a child there that did not come through. So Tyreek Hill is going to play for them. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL, in my opinion. He was ridiculous last year with 50 touchdowns and over 5,000 yards. I don't imagine that he's going to equal those type of numbers this year, but I still think, you know, 40 to 45 touchdowns and 4,500 yards is still very much in the cards. He'll still be a favorite for the MVP. So I've got Kansas City, who was this close, guys, to getting by New England in the AFC Championship last year. I mean, it came down to an offsides penalty on Kansas City that if they don't get off, if Dee Ford is not offsides, they win that football game and they go to the Super Bowl. So there's a lot of, you know, chips on their shoulder. And I do think they get by New England in a rematch of that AFC Championship game this year. So I've got Kansas City going to the Super Bowl. And then the NFC, I've got a team that plays in a very doable division. The Redskins are not good. The Giants are not good, which means the Philadelphia Eagles really only have to tussle with one other good team in their division, and that's the Dallas Cowboys. I think Philadelphia is as balanced a team as there is in the NFL. They don't have the superstars that Kansas City does. They don't have the huge name guys that some of these teams have. But I really like Philadelphia to finish with maybe even as many as 12 wins and get to the Super Bowl. And I don't believe you mentioned them in the top five or six on the board, did you?
$15 hopes.
$15. There's a whole stack
of
teams.
I like Philly at $15. I mean, if you just want to talk about value, I mean, I think Kansas City's probably a better team. And I think I would pick Kansas City to beat Philadelphia in a Super Bowl. But I think the you're basically getting twice the value of Philadelphia that you are in Kansas City. So I think that's a pretty good value. What do you have the Seattle Seahawks, guys? Because they just made a huge move this week to pick up one of the most destructive defensive players in the NFL, Jadeveon Clowney, and they gave up barely nothing. It was as big an NFL heist as we've seen in years. So what do you have the Seahawks at, and have they adjusted since that big trade?
$29 they are presently at. Not sure if there's been a change, but we'll get Dave Stanley to have a look at that. So that might be a move on the back of that. So this is coming from Pete Carroll, the oldest coach in the league.
That's right, and a guy that I don't think gets his due enough. I mean, this is a guy that since he's been here, he's taken the Seahawks to the playoffs every year but two, and he's been here for a decade. So 80% of the time, he has taken the Seahawks to the playoffs and given them a shot. And when you have home field advantage here in Seattle, they don't lose. Now, the question is for Seattle, will they get that home field advantage? For them to do that, they're going to have to surpass the Rams in the division. And the Rams obviously made it all the way to the Super Bowl last year. And so the Seahawks and the Rams are in a dead heat, I think, at this point. I would have given the Rams the edge before this trade to Jadeveon Clowney for Jadeveon Clowney. Now I think the Rams and the Seahawks are in a dead heat, and I'm having an impossible time to pick which team I think is going to win that division. But whoever does win that division is going to give Philadelphia fits in the playoffs. And but I do think Philadelphia will end up with home field just because they play in such a bad division, guys. And when you play in a bad division, ask the New England Patriots. They've played in a bad division for a decade. Now, they've been a great team, but they've gotten to play three other bad teams twice as a part of their 16 games, and there is definitely a reason that they've had so many home games over the last 10, 15 years, is because they're fattening up on a very, very easy schedule. This is about as easy a schedule as I've seen for New England, maybe in the Tom Brady era. I've got them going 13-3, guys, but I only have them as the fourth best team in the NFL, but I got them with the best record just because their schedule's so easy.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about where you see the New England Patriots. Are such a famous side, a very popular side all over the globe, especially here in Australia. Tom Brady, a year older. No Rob Gronkowski. Have they been able to cover his loss?
They've been able to cover every loss.
Right.
I mean, they lose guys every single year, and it's absolutely phenomenal. And you do have to give, I mean, I know I throw them a little shade because of their schedule, and that does maybe boost their record a game or two every year, but they're still an outstanding franchise. They're still the best NFL franchise we've seen in decades. They still have the guy that will go down in history as the best quarterback of all time and the most successful coach of all time as well. So
yeah.
They're going to be right there. They're going to be in the playoffs. I just don't think they're good enough to beat Kansas City. I didn't think they beat Kansas City last year. They did because of that bad call. There a bad play by Kansas City, an offsides penalty by D. Ford, nullifying an interception that would have ended the game. And I think this year Kansas City gets them. But I do think New England will be right there in the playoffs, as they always are.
Okay, but just confirming, you like Philadelphia at the $15 to be overall winners. That's value. And you think they will play Kansas City in the Super Bowl?
Correct. I got Kansas City over Philadelphia as my Super Bowl.
Okay.
Zeke Elliott update?
Yeah, it looks like it's looking good for Cowboys fans, guys. The latest report from a couple hours ago is that Zeke Elliott has flown back to Dallas. They're in final stages of a contract extension. Now, it's still not a done deal yet. There's still plenty of things that they've got to figure out. But it appears Ezekiel Elliott will sign a contract, and if he does over the next 2 days or so, he'll be more than ready to play on Sunday for the Cowboys, and that makes them a completely different team, guys. It's the only reason I have them in the playoffs. I got Dallas at 11-5. I got them as a wild card team in their division right behind Philadelphia. And if Ezekiel Elliott was not on the team, and if for some reason this holdout lasted, you know, an extended length of time or even the whole season, I'd probably drop them 3 wins. I'd probably have them at 8-8, maybe 9-7, and not making the playoffs. That's the difference that Ezekiel Elliott makes.
What's his annual salary going to be?
Ooh, good question. He'll probably get in the neighborhood of, 15 to $20 million a year. Somewhere along those lines for a 5-year contract.
Yeah. It's a long way in a council bus down there in
Should
Dallas.
Should be able to get by with that.
Good on you, Dick.
You can get by with that, right? You can live on that, can't you? You can find a way to get by on 15 to 20 million a year, boys.
That's it. I'd love the opportunity to try.
Wouldn't change me. Not much. Good on you, Dick.
Thanks, Dick.
See you, boys. What do you mean? They pay me back this here at my radio station. What are you talking about?
We've all got to get to Seattle by the sound of it. Good on you, Dick. Well done there. Just confirming that. He thinks Philadelphia will play Kansas City in the Super Bowl, but he does like that $15 about Philadelphia.